Hello, my name is Sundu from the book Wings of Fire by Tui T. Sutherland, and this is what happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was trying to kill all the hivewings and burn down the hives because they burnt down my trees. I used to think that hivewings and silkwings were brainwashed zombies that do whatever Wasp tells them to. Silkwings are worms, hivewings doing whatever they say. Now we live in the poisonous jungle, and my tribe have to be so careful without a queen that was also stolen from us by the hivewings. All the carnivorous plants in danger are kind, but we only now lose a few dragons to the plants a year. All that changed one day. It was the day I met a hivewing named Cricket. She was smart. At first, I thought she was like other hivewings, with a wingless silkwing on her tail all the time. But then I figured out he was a flame silk. And my whole life changed. He also had a sister named Luna. She was a flame silk too. I asked her to prove it and she did. Molten lava silk came spilling out of her wrist. I was in a state of awe when she started explaining how it worked. Normal silkwings have a silk gland on their wrist in between their tendons. That's where they spew their silk. Flame silks have spew their silk in the same place, but instead of normal silk, flame silk comes spilling out. Flame silk have three kind of silk, the hot kind, the dull kind, and the bright kind. The hot kind is the one with fire. The dull kind is the one without fire, but it still glows. Same orange-red as does all flame silk. The bright kind is a non-fire silk, but it is brighter than the non-fire silk. Luna had a boyfriend named Swordtail. The same night, Blue went into his metamorphosis, so Luna got lost at sea. It was sad-ish. She was a good dragon, but I still didn't know her very well. Then my father told me he would wait for me to complete my mission before he burned down the hives, and he lied to me, and he did it anyway without me. The hivewings got mad and tried to attack our forest. Then me, the silkwing, and Swordtail had to go on a mission to find somebody. Tail did was get himself stuck in a plant, a sundew to be exact. Then we went to my village that I made with my leaf speak. Leaf speak is a power that leaf wings have. Some leaf speak is stronger than other leaf speak. I used my leaf speak to make our home in the poisonous jungle. I made a dome shape with little nooks in it for sleeping. Then we found the dragon that made the mind control poison stuff, and we figured out that the mind control poison stuff dragon was actually being mind controlled by someone, or more like something, maybe a fungi more that I think about it. We took the legendary book of Clearsight, a dragon from Pyrea who had a power to see into the future. We found the queen of the leafwings, Queen Sequoia's granddaughter, tore open the book of Clearsight's spine. Cricket yelled, but I was curious as Queen Sequoia's granddaughter pulls out a map. A moment later, Silkwings and I were flying across the sea. Continent called Pyrea. Now I'm different. I have changed. Now I don't hate the hivewings. I know the truth about my queen, and there is another continent. We are going to the other continent. See you there in the next book. Bye-bye.